Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. So today we have a very exciting episode. I'm gonna give you guys a lot of recommendations. So like book recommendations, movies, TV shows, songs / albums, podcasts, like a bunch of different things. So I'm very excited. And let's do our little weekly update. So I just want to share with you guys. Well, no. First, I really want to thank you guys for 60K on YouTube. That's crazy. I'm still kind of processing it, to be honest. I process things really slowly. So bear with me. But I just want to say thank you. If you watch my videos, if you're subscribed or comment or anything or like, I'm so grateful for you. I just wanted to say thank you. And it's so incredible. And I feel very lucky and blessed. And I can't believe there are like 60K of you. That's kind of insane. That's insane. But I am very excited for the upcoming weeks because I have a lot of very exciting just YouTube videos that I want to film. And I'm slowly getting back into the TBR series on my TikTok because I've been away from the TBR series for a while. But I'm getting slowly back into the TBR series. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. And I also wanted to, I need to talk to you guys about something. Okay. I never, ever, ever, ever go to concerts. I just never do. Like, I'm not the girl who wants to go to concerts. And honestly, it's just because my social anxiety and my anxiety overall. But one thing I promised to myself this past 2 months is that I was gonna start experiencing new things, getting out of my comfort zone, and really just changing my life, taking control of my life and doing things differently and not always staying in my comfort zone, which is very, very hard for me to do because I'm like a routine kind of person and I like to be comfortable and I hate when I have anxiety and all of this stuff. But I just decided like, I'm just gonna stop that and I'm gonna create new habits and I'm gonna create new things for myself. And where I'm going with this is that, you guys, I don't even know how it happened, but I got Taylor Swift concert tickets. I don't know. Like, I know it was such a hassle and such a honestly disastrous day. It was a horrible day for a lot of people. And it's so sad, honestly. That day should have been really a really happy, exciting day for a lot of people, but it just became just so frustrating and just horrible, honestly, for a lot of people. And it's so sad to have seen that. And I'm very grateful that I got to that I got concert tickets for Taylor Swift, which is insane. Well, here goes the story. So I have a cousin who lives in Florida, and I was texting like back and forth with her for, I don't know, maybe like a month and a half, that we should definitely go to Taylor Swift, to a Taylor Swift concert, because of her tour. Like, she was gonna announce the tour and all this stuff, right? And I was like, okay, like, let's do it. And honestly, I just did not, in my head, I wasn't even aware of the amount of people that wanted to get tickets and how crazy it was gonna get. I don't know. I don't know how concerts work, honestly. And my cousin's best friend was the one who got us the tickets. And I don't even know how she did it. Like, we were all just so impressed. Like, what just happened? Like, we got the tickets. Like, we were just like, what? We could not believe that we actually got the tickets. And it was pretty early in the day as well. And we were just so confused. Like, how did we get the tickets? Like, and also just like, insanely grateful that we actually did get the tickets. It was just so bizarre. So I'm going to a Taylor Swift concert next year, and it's gonna be hopefully amazing, and I'm so excited. So yeah, I literally like, we got the tickets, I bought my plane ticket, and I'm just ready to go. Like, that's happening. So I just wanted to talk about it because I don't know, it's been like a crazy Taylor Swift week. So I don't know, I'm just really excited about it. And on another note, another little update, if you listen to the last episode, I believe I mentioned this in the last episode. I honestly don't remember exactly, but I think I mentioned that I started a new job, and that's been like my week. That has been the last 2 weeks for me. So also this entire week I was like hustling with my new jobs and all of this stuff, but it's going really well. I'm really excited about it, so just wanted to update you guys. And yeah, okay, now we're all updated. Now let's get into the recommendations for this episode. So I'm gonna start with books, but you guys, please don't scream at me. I haven't read a book in a while, like in a month. That has been going on. I'm actually reading one right now, so I'm going to talk about the one that I'm reading, which is To Carve a Fey Heart by Tisonia Odette. So I'm going to talk about the book and my experience right now. Obviously, I'm going to do like a whole review after I finish and all that stuff and give you guys like my rating, but To Carve a Fey Heart. I chose this book from like Amazon. Like, I remember that I had read King of Battle and Blood by Scarlett Sinclair, and I wanted books that were like that one, like similar to that one. So I literally just went to Amazon and looked for spicy romance fantasy books. I think I just searched that, and there were so many books, obviously. And this one had like very good reviews, and I just added it to my cart. And right off the bat, I knew I was going to kind of like this book. Like, the story did interest me, and it was interesting because it's very much like kind of like Divergent / The Maze Runner, those type of movies that people live inside of like huge walls, and they literally don't know what happens outside of those walls. So they live in these cities and they don't even know what happens outside of their walls. They just know what they know inside of the walls, like how they live in their cities and all that. So that is basically the introduction to Carve a Fey Heart, and you get that vibe because it's actually really interesting. Oh, and it's also on Kindle Unlimited. I did not know that, so that's very cool. It's on Kindle Unlimited if you want to read it and you have Kindle Unlimited. And it's part of a series, it's a trilogy. But you know what? I'm just going to read a little bit of the synopsis so I don't accidentally mention something that's wrong, you know? And it says, "All my life I knew I'd come of age during the 100-year reaping. According to the ridiculous treaty, two human girls are sent to the Fae Lands as brides for the fearsome Fae King and his devilish younger brother. Not me. I was supposed to be safe. Two girls were chosen from my village already, but when they are executed for offending the king, my sister and I are sent in their place." So the two girls, the two humans, are chosen as brides for the Fae King, so outside of the walls, and nobody knows what happens outside of those walls. So I'm not going to say anything else because I'm still reading it, but honestly, it seems really interesting so far, and I just know that obviously it's going to have like romance at some point and like a lot of fantasy. I'm really liking it so far. So that is, sorry you guys, but that is my only book recommendation. Not even a recommendation because I haven't finished the book, but the book that I'm currently reading, and I wanted to talk about it. But yeah, sorry if I don't have new book recommendations, but we're gonna get to that in other episodes. So let's continue to movies. So movies, movie recommendations, movies that I love and you need to watch like right now. So I have six movie recommendations, and Some are new and some are old movies, but let's get into them. So the first one is kind of an old movie at this point, but honestly a classic because, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's 13 going on 30, and if you haven't watched this movie, it's so good. It's like the perfect teen movie. This movie came out in 2004. It's with Jennifer Garner, and it's just so funny and cute. And I love the story so freaking much. And it's just those kind of movies that you want to watch. And it's going to make you happy, you know? It's going to make you all giggly and happy. And I just love that freaking movie. Next one is The Lake House, which stars... I have mentioned this movie before. But if you haven't watched it, please, please, please watch it. The Lake House. And stars Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's iconic. That's... freaking iconic. Love those two in that movie. It's just a very, very sweet and romantic movie. It feels like a book. It really does feel like a book, like you're reading a book. It's kind of those bookish stories. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's so beautiful. It's so good. Please go watch it. Like, it was so freaking good. It's from 2006. Oh my gosh. I just remembered everything and just... I want to cry. It's just so good. Okay, getting into like newer movies. First one is Bullet Train, which stars Brad Pitt and a lot of people, like a lot of famous actors and actresses, a lot of them, like Joey King, Aaron Tyler Johnson, even Bad Bunny is in there. Like even Sandra Bullock. I forgot about that. But I watched the Bullet Train movie in theaters with my boyfriend, and it was surprisingly very good. Honestly, it was good. It had a plot twist. The action was good. The acting was funny and good. There were so many things going on that you are never bored. And I just remember me and my boyfriend in the movie theater, like holding the seats because you're kind of like stressed out, but it's just very good. Personally, I liked it. Like you have a good time watching it, you know? Next movie is for my fellow Dylan O'Brien fans. If you love Dylan O'Brien and you haven't watched this movie, what are you doing? American Assassin. This book is from 2017. I literally watched this movie like three times already, or maybe four. And it's surprisingly good. But I know it has a low rating, but it's just Dylan O'Brien, you know? Like I can't not like a movie with Dylan O'Brien in it. Maybe, no, that's false because... Not Okay, if you know the movie Not Okay, so bad, but American Assassin, honestly, you may watch it and it's like, okay, it's good, like it's fine, but you know what, if you like Dylan O'Brien, just watch it for him, you know? Okay, next one. The next one is The Gray Man from Netflix, which was like a movie from this year, and oh my god, it stars Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, like so many good actors and actresses. This movie was surprisingly good, amazing. Like I also watched this movie with my boyfriend and we were both just so in the movie, like hooked. We just were hooked. It was so good. It's an action movie. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. And Chris Evans is like the enemy, kind of like villain slash enemy in the movie, which you do not see anywhere. Chris Evans never does like a villain role, you know, like he's Captain America, but loved him in the movie. It's really good, go watch it. And the last one, which I recently watched, this is the most recent one that I watched this week. I watched Don't Worry Darling, which is Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it has like Olivia Wilde in it, Gemma Chan, Chris Pine. But obviously the stars of the film are Harry Styles and Florence. Honestly, Florence's performance is Oscar worthy. That performance was so freaking good. Her acting was so good that I, like, Harry Styles acting was not bad at all. Like, people on TikTok really exaggerated with, like, people on TikTok were saying that his acting was bad, and like, it was fine. It wasn't the best thing ever, but it was good to the whole plot and everything. Like, but obviously the star of the show for me was Florence. Like, I could not get my eyes off of her. Like, her acting was mesmerizing. And honestly, I loved this movie. And I know it has bad press because of the drama, but if you don't look at the drama, the movie is actually a very good movie with a very good story and a plot twist that, oh my god, I was mind blown, mind fucked. It's so crazy. Like, I finished watching that movie and I was like, what are we even doing here? I was so confused with life, like existential crisis. It was so good. I can't even explain. So if you haven't watched Don't Worry Darling, please go watch it. It's on HBO Max. That's why I watched it, because it was on HBO Max. And I was like, I want to watch a movie. I don't know which one to watch. And I just picked this one. And keep in mind, I watched this movie like alone at night, like at like 10 p.m. in my apartment. This was kind of creepy, I'm not going to lie. I was like very mind fucked after it, but you guys, it's so good. Okay, next one, let's do TV shows. So I have quite a few TV shows that are like my go-to. Some are like my go-to TV shows, and others I have watched a bunch of times, and others are just really good. So let's start. I'm currently rewatching The Bold Type for the fourth time. The first time I watched The Bold Type was last year, and I really, really liked it. It's kind of those like three best friends who have jobs at the same company in New York. They live in New York. They talk a lot about like their love lives, and it's really funny, and it's really modernized though. It's really like millennial / Gen Z. It has a lot of those references. So if you don't like those kind of things, I would not suggest this TV show at all. You're gonna hate it. But if you don't mind it and you do kind of like that setting, I think you're gonna like this TV show. I feel like it's kind of underrated. And it has 5 seasons, I think. Oh my god. I think it has 5 seasons, but they're short seasons. And honestly, I love this show. I love the casting and I love the three best friends. And it's just really fun to watch. Next one is kind of like a old TV show at this point. It's not that old, but it's a little bit old. It's from 2004 and it's Veronica Mars. I don't think I've recommended this series. I don't think so. Veronica Mars, and stars Kristen Bell with Jason Doering, Teddy Dunn, and a bunch of other actors and actresses. Oh my god, I didn't realize how many actors there were in this series. Okay, whatever. It's a series of 4 seasons, and it stars Kristen Bell as Veronica Mars, and it's a really good TV show, you guys. It's a really good TV show. It's on Hulu. I'm just gonna read a little bit of literally Wikipedia. Veronica Mars, a popular high school student, is deeply affected by the murder of her best friend and devotes her life to solving the toughest murder mysteries of her town. So Veronica Mars is basically a private detector, because her father is a private eye. So she kind of like works with him and helps him, but she's literally in high school. So it's that kind of vibe, and she's trying to solve the murder of her best friend. And that is basically season one. Then other things happen in season 2 and 3 and 4, but honestly, I loved it. And it also has movies. Like, it has movies after the TV show because people loved Veronica Mars. So yeah, I really recommend this one. I actually love it. Now I want to rewatch it. I love it. Okay, next one, which is also on Hulu, Lie to Me. So in this series stars Tim Roth, Kelly Williams, Hayley McFarland, Monica Raymond, and a bunch of other people. It's a really interesting TV show. It's really different from the from other ones that I've watched. And I was so sad that it ended at the third season and it didn't have more seasons. I actually did really like this one. So it says, through applied psychology, Dr. Cale Lightman, which is Tim Roth, and his colleagues accept assignments from local and federal law enforcement agencies and assist in investigations to reach out the truth. Yeah, they're basically psychologists, but they study human expressions. For example, like they know when someone is lying or telling the truth, and that is what they do. They try to solve like maybe murders, mysteries, investigations where people are either lying or telling the truth, and they have to like get to the bottom of it. Honestly, it's really interesting. I had a very good time watching that series. Okay, next one is a very funny TV show, honestly, that I've watched a bunch of times, and it's just really, honestly, it's a sitcom. It's really dumb but funny, and I love it. It's Don't Trust the Bitch in the Apartment 23, and this one is also on Hulu. I don't know which parts in the world Netflix has that, but Netflix at one point had it. But yeah, it's on Hulu like right now. It's from 2012. It's with Kristen Ritter, Drema Walker, James Vanderbeek. And when I mean James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek, yeah, that one. It's just really funny. Kristen Ritter does such a different role because we now see her as like her role in Jessica Jones, which is so different from her role in this TV show. In this TV show, she's like the crazy roommate who lives in New York and parties a lot, and it's just very like extravagant and just and like an extrovert. And in Jessica Jones, she's like an introvert, superhuman, like very dark energy, that kind of stuff. And then this one, it's just really funny. Don't Trust the Bitch in the Apartment 23. Classic at this point. Next one. Honestly, I don't see people talking about this series. And it's a teen sitcom from 2018. It's The Derry Girls. And it's with a bunch of female actresses, which is so cool. And it has Nicola Coughlan, which is part of the Bridgerton series. So it was so crazy to watch her in The Derry Girls and then go to Bridgerton. That's crazy, but amazing. So yeah, this entire series is very, very funny, you guys. It's from Netflix. It's honestly so funny. It's kind of like a dark comedy teen sitcom. It says, in Derry, Northern Ireland, a young girl and her cousin embark on many exciting adventures after they attend a Catholic girls' school in the midst of a national conflict. To be honest, it's so funny. It's so funny. I'm literally going to rewatch it because a new season just came out, and for real, it's really good. Okay, and the last TV show that I'm going to talk about is The Sex Lives of College Girls, and this is on HBO Max. I watched this one, I think it was this year, and it's also very funny. It's very different. It's basically teen drama, sex comedy, that kind of stuff. It's literally these four girls who are roommates in college, and it talks about their sex lives and all of the experiences, and it's like that dynamic, and I personally loved it. There's gonna be a season two. Wait, season two already started? I didn't know that. Oh my god, I'm gonna watch season two. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, I'm gonna watch season two now. So it has two seasons, and the second one is coming out right now. That's so cool. But it says, four roommates navigate their new freedom on the prestigious campus of Essex College. But those are all the TV shows, you guys. Let's go to songs/albums, because I've been listening to a lot of new songs and new albums that I want to share with you guys. So the first one, which I think is honestly so underrated, and I hate when they call her like only a TikToker, it's Nessa Barrett and her album Young Forever. To be honest, you guys, her songs are amazing. Like the lyrics of her songs are deep, but so good. Honestly, her songs are real and you feel them. And if you haven't listened to her album, give it a try. It really grew on me. I know every single song now, and it's honestly so good. And it's kind of like that dark, edgy vibe, but it's very real, talks about mental health, and loved it. So if you haven't listened to that one, go ahead and listen to it. The next one is Cigarettes After Sex. Just came out with a new song, which is Pistol. I love that new song, and I love Cigarettes After Sex overall. All of their songs are amazing. If you haven't listened to any of their songs, great songs, love them. Next one, oh my god, I don't know why I never see people talk about Giveon. I don't know why. Giveon is Giveon. He's an artist, he's a singer, and he has his album Give or Take. He has actually two albums that I absolutely adore, but his new one is Give or Take, and his voice is so amazing. His songs are so good, but his vocals are out of this world. It's insane. Love him. Love him. You may know him. You may know one of his songs from TikTok, because one of his songs blew up on TikTok, which is Heartbreak Anniversary, but that was from his old album. He came out with a new album, which is Give or Take, and I literally know every single song. And that's me and my best friend's favorite artist. We absolutely love him. She's the one that got me listening to him, and oh my god, so good. Next one is an oldie but a goodie, which is the Melophobia album by Cage the Elephant. I absolutely love this album. I think it's definitely my favorite. These songs in this album just bring me so many memories. So many memories, but good ones. And I have been recently re-listening to all of these songs, and they're just so good. So freaking good. Gives all the vibes, you guys. Gives all the vibes. Love them so much. And lastly is an artist that I recently discovered. It's Isabel La Rosa, which I believe her name is actually Isabella, which is so cool. But her new song that she recently came out with is I'm Yours, and it's such a different song, but you need to listen to it to fully understand, because I don't even know how to explain this song. I love her vibe, love her songs, and this one. And she actually came out with the original song, and then she made a sped up version, which is so much better in my opinion. The sped up version is so much better. It gives all the vibes. It literally gives all the vibes. So freaking good. And last thing that I'm gonna recommend are podcasts, because I personally love listening to podcasts, and thank you for listening to my podcast, you guys. But I want to also recommend some of the podcasts that I personally love and listen to every single week. I know each of these podcasts uploading days, literally. Okay, let's start. The first one is Trying Not to Care by Ashley Corbo. And she literally talks about everything. I'm just gonna mention a few of her topics, learning to let go and welcoming change. That's her latest one. It's Cool Not to Be Cool, In My Selfish Era, Situationships, Hot Girl Mindset, Intuition Versus Anxiety, Being Okay with Being Alone. All these topics, a lot of mental health topics, which I love. And I love her energy. I love how she talks. And her uploading days is actually Mondays, which is so cool. And I'm so excited because I get to listen to her podcast tomorrow. I actually listen to two podcasts that upload Mondays. This one, Trying Not to Care, and the Moments podcast by Lexi Hidalgo. Those two are my go-to Monday podcasts that I listen to. So if you haven't listened to Trying Not to Care, it's really good. I really recommend it. Next one is On My Mind by Ava Jules. If you have been watching YouTube for many, many years, you probably know who Ava Jules is. but she's like a YouTuber, a very famous YouTuber from like the day. And she still uploads, which I love her content, but she has a podcast and she talks also about like mental health, but also like personal stuff. But let me tell you guys some of her newest episodes. So for example, she has like advice sessions, The Year That Changed My Life, fun episodes like Reading Your Biggest Secrets, Running a Small Business, Get Out of Your Own Way, like all these amazing episodes. And I really love how she talks and her advice. Next one that I have here is Letters from Caroline, which is a newer podcast. It's by Caroline Manning. She's also a YouTuber. I don't know why I love when YouTubers have their own podcast. Love that. But she's like a very big YouTuber and her podcast is named Letters from Caroline, which I love. It looks so dainty and beautiful. So she recently started uploading, but I literally have listened to all of her episodes that she's come out with. So for example, confidence and self-love, leaving toxic friendships, You Need to Move On, and the first one, which is so cute, From Me to You. So that is the other one. And last one and last recommendation for this podcast episode is From You From Eve by Olivia Eve Chabot, and she has so many episodes, you guys. She has 139 episodes. That is crazy, because that making these episodes takes a lot of time. That's insanely good. So I love listening to her episodes. She talks about dealing with relationships, being single, getting out of school, slumps, confidence, productivity tips, social media, and how to take care of your mental health, your comfort zone, all of these things. And I love how thorough her episodes are and how she explains things. So you guys, those are all the recommendations that I have for you today. I feel like I have been talking for a long while, but it has definitely not been my longest recording time. I don't know why I feel like I've been talking for so long. But I hope you guys have some new recommendations. Let me know if you try any of these, and let me know which episodes you want to see next. I have a very exciting one that I'm doing for next week, which is kind of getting into the holiday spirit. I hope you guys liked today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow, then make sure to follow for more. I try to upload every single Monday. So thanks for hanging out. And if you do decide to follow the podcast, then I will see you next week with a new chapter. I love you. Bye.